It's a little Sfiras HaOmer. So we're familiar, the general rule of thumb is that, well, there's a mitzvah to count between Pesach and Shavuos, as we all know. The Ramban calls it a Chol Hamoed period. It's a connection between the Yontov of Pesach and the Yontov of Shavuos, because the whole purpose of getting out of Egypt was to receive the Torah on Mount Sinai. So the general accepted law is that that one has a mitzvah to count every day. And if you miss tonight, you could still count tomorrow without a bracha, and then continue counting the following night with the bracha. But if you miss a complete day, the minhag seems to be that you can no longer count with the bracha. You always count, no matter what. There's no harm in ever counting. Worst case, it's nothing, but you always can count without a bracha. There's no risk-reward. There's no risk. There is reward. But in terms of why is that so, that if we miss a complete day, many say you no longer count with the bracha. Why should that be true? So there's a famous opinion of the Bahag. The Bahag seems to say is the key, that because the Torah says tamimos tiyena, it has to be a complete count. So the simple pshat of when the Torah says tamimos tiyena, the simple meaning is, how do we know, when do we count Svir, in the morning or do we count it at night? So we count it at night. But the certain mitzvahs we count during, certain mitzvahs we do only during the day, like shofar, like lulav and esrog. So how do we know Svira begins at night and not during the day? So that's what the simple understanding is. Tamimos tiyena, you want a complete count, so you complete count. In Judaism, the day begins at night. That's what tamimos really means. Comes along the Bahag and has a big chiddush. He says tamimos means it's like one big mitzvah, because we know there's 40... As they say, Sfiras HaOmer is one of the easiest mitzvahs to do, and it's one of the hardest mitzvahs to do. It's one of the easiest mitzvahs. It takes about 5-10 seconds, maybe for some less, maybe for some more. But on the other hand, it's the most difficult because you got to get it right 49 times. You have to. So therefore, on one hand, it's simple. On one hand, it's more difficult. It's something you have to remember. So the question is, to the Bahag says the Chiddush, so anytime you have one elongated mitzvah, so how do we view this mitzvah? So the Bahag seems to imply it's one big mitzvah. It's only one mitzvah to count Sfiras HaOmer. We make 49 separate brachas. So that's not a kasha. They answer because we make a bracha on the Maisa mitzvah. That when you do an act of pa'ula, so for instance, if I put up the mezuzah, your mezuzah in your house, even though it's your mitzvah, I make the bracha because I'm doing the ma'isa mitzvah. I'm doing the act. So therefore, they would argue that since every day you're counting, so therefore requires a new bracha. But doesn't, and even by tefillin, in other words, you could still hold, it's not a kasha to hold, to have two brachas and still hold its one mitzvah. So they don't necessarily go together. So you can have you can be one big mitzvah, and yet you still could have 49 separate brachas. So the Bahag seems to imply that it's one big mitzvah. Yeah, so what's the big deal? The big deal is, if it's one big mitzvah, so therefore if you miss one day, you no longer get the mitzvah. In other words, you can't be a little bit pregnant. Either you're pregnant or you're not. Either you got the mitzvah or you don't have the mitzvah. If you hold it's 49 separate mitzvahs, so every day is its own entity. I can miss the first 48 and still count 49. But if I say it's one big mitzvah, once I miss one day, I no longer get the mitzvah. So it seems to be, this. Many understand the Bahag as saying it's one big mitzvah, and therefore, that's why the Machaber and Shulchan Aruch brings down, we're concerned for the opinion of the Bahag, and therefore, if one misses a complete day, one should continue counting without a bracha. Because why? Because according to the Bahag, perhaps you're not getting the mitzvah. And therefore, it will be a bracha, a blessing in vain. Again, even though the majority opinion is not that way, everyone else holds it's 49 separate mitzvahs. Because tamimus, this means you begin at night. So really, the Bahag is a minority view. But nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch brings it down that one should be mahader. In other words, why? It seems to be, it could be, one could say, it's the Machaber Rav Yosef Cairo Lishitasum, because in general, there's a famous debate, the Rambam and the Bali Tosfos, which is debate Machaber Ramah, which is a debate Ashkenaz Sfard, when you make a blessing in vain. Is that a biblical prohibition or a rabbinic prohibition? So the Rambam says it's biblical, and Tosfos says it's only rabbinical. And because what you're saying is true. Shahako Niebid Varo is true, whether I actually eat something afterwards or not. So whatever the lumdus is, that's the machloka. So the machaber who goes with the Rambam, he's much more concerned of blessing in vain, because if it is, you're violating a biblical prohibition. So therefore, he seems to be mahadir after the Bahag. While us B'nai Ashkenaz are we're less concerned with, we're concerned about missing a, everyone's concerned about making a blessing in vain, but if we don't, we deal with the Rabbanon, so under different circumstances, one might have to be. So therefore, so the Machaber seems to be working, he's choshesh v'shitas habahag, and he says one should count without a bracha, even though the majority of people hold it's a separate mitzvah. So that's the reason why, the simple reason is why if you miss a complete day, we don't continue with the bracha because we're choshesh v'shitas habahag. Jeff.
It's another perhaps in logic assessment, the point is the same, suffic bracha lahakil, you're going lahakil, even if it's a minority opinion.
Right, so again, assuming you take the minority view into account, but clearly the Machaber is.
Yes.
However, maybe we'll say it's a Svek Sveka, because what about the following question? Let's say someone knows, you never know, especially in Canada you never know, but hypothetically, let's say you knew on that you're going in for a surgery or whatever the case may be, you're not going to be able to count one day. You'll be out, you'll be on drugs, you'll be whatever the case is. We can make up our own hypothetical, whatever the case may be. You won't be able to do the mitzvah. Let's say I know right now, it's the first day. Over Pesach, before Pesach, I'm scheduled, not me, someone's scheduled to go for a surgery that's going to last 36 hours, I'm making it up, 24 hours, whatever you want. So he knows he's going to miss day 22, let's say, before he even started. So the question is, so clearly after I miss day 22, I can't count with the bracha anymore from 22 on. But what about before, up until day 22, can I make a bracha? So you know, one might argue that maybe, well, since you never know, so maybe, but in our case, let's assume you do know. It's a hypothetical. But of course, in reality, I might argue that since you don't know, maybe you should. But let's assume in our case, you know. A Navi came down and told you. Whatever the case is, there is certainty you will not be able to. what would halacha say? In a hypothetical, we are, you vadai miss a day in the middle of Svira. Should I begin counting with the bracha or with end the bracha? So someone would say, well, according to the Bahag, then obviously then we should, you should not begin counting with the bracha because it's one big mitzvah. So if I know I'm going to miss it, that's it. So that's what, that would be the simple pshat according to the Bahag. One should not make a bracha even from the beginning. However, Rav Soloveitchik has a different pshat in the Bahag. That's not what he wants to say. Even the Bahag agrees it's 49 separate mitzvahs. If it's 49 separate mitzvahs, so why would he say if I miss a day, I don't have to go back, I can't count with a bracha anymore? Because it's a different reason, because you need consecutive. It has to be considered a svira. You know, it's accounting season now, your taxes are due soon. So it's not a matter of, I can't write, well, no, well, it's the difference. I'll either put a 2 here or a 3, maybe a 6. No, when you're writing your, you know, if you're an accountant, you got to fill out the numbers. The numbers make a difference where you put the 1, where you put the 6, or et cetera. So in order to be a svira, it has to be consecutive. In other words, 1, 2, 6 is not a count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 is a count. So by definition, a count means consecutive. So it's not the, so the Bahag really agrees every day is a new mitzvah. So why can't I count day 24? I can't count day 24 is because I missed day 23, but not because each day, because by definition, to be part of a count, it has to be something has to come before that. In fact, that's how the Noda of Yehuda writes, and the Soloveitchik explains as well, that he says that, let's say someone's an onain. An onain is someone who loses a loved one, but it's before the, it's after the death, but before the funeral. So the halacha is he's exempt from mitzvahs, and he can't even do them. So let's say the burial is going to take a while, and he's going to be an onain more than 24 hours. In other words, he's going to miss a whole day of Svira. Okay, good. So when he misses a whole day, he's exempt. The issue is, because if he misses a whole day, he won't be able to continue counting afterward. So the question is, can an onain count now in order to, that he shouldn't be, that he should be able to count later on when he's not an onain? So Rav Soloveitchik says it, the Noda of Yehuda says it, that an onain should count without a bracha while he's an onain, and then the following day he can continue counting with the bracha. So Shai was like, what's pshat? Like, an onain is not allowed to do a mitzvah. What does brachas have to do with anything? Like, not being able to count without a bracha, I don't care. Is he getting the mitzvah of counting or not? Well, this bracha is not relevant to an onain. Can't make a bracha either, but he can't do a mitzvah. So how does counting without a bracha help our cause here? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, the Noda Bihu, the others said no. Really, the onain is exempt from the mitzvah. He can't do it. In fact, it's us for him to do. He's not getting a mitzvah. Why is he counting? He's just counting to keep the count going. That we want to, he's counting today, so tomorrow he'll be able to count. Today he's not getting a mitzvah. He's exempt. It's usher for an onain to do a mitzvah. So when I say it's day 22, I'm not getting a mitzvah, but it's enough that it'll count as a count, and therefore for day 23 now, it's considered a svira, and then I can continue counting with a bracha. Like we have by an onain, let's say someone's hungry, they want to eat. So they're allowed to eat, they just can't make a bracha. So the halacha is, the Piskei Tshuva brings down, if you want, let's say he wants to eat bread, an onain. What is what's in there? Oh, you're making a chulin? Okay, so I'll put my liver back then, unless you want to. So Wait, what was I saying here? Yeah, so
that's an
onain. Yeah, so an onain can, so an onain is considered counting, but an onain is not, doesn't get the mitzvah. I was saying like an onain by washing your hands, I was saying, yeah. So the halacha is the onain, if he wants to eat bread, he can make a bracha, he can wash his hands without a bracha. That's what they, so the question is like, what kind of compromise is that? He's put them in our mitzvah. It's like, what, why is he washing his hands? So the post can point out, there's, why do you have to wash your hands before you eat? On one hand, there's a mitzvah drabanan to wash the hands before you eat bread. And there's another halacha, there's an iser drabanan to eat bread without washing your hands. There's two different things. So when you wash your hands, you're doing a mitzvah and you're also avoiding an iser generally. So an onain is pata from the mitzvah part, but an onain can violate an iser. An onain's not allowed to go to McDonald's and have a Big Mac. He's only pata from mitzvah's aseh, but he can't do averas. So that's what the pshat is. I'm washing my hands to avoid the rabbinic prohibition of eating bread without, and any time you do something to avoid an iser, you don't make a bracha. You only make a bracha when you're fulfilling a mitzvah. So the effort is no bracha. So same thing by svira. I don't make a bracha. I'm not getting the mitzvah. There is no mitzvah here. So we see, so Rav Soloveitchik explained that really even the Bahag agrees every day is a mitzvah. So therefore, of course, the first 22 days he counts with the bracha, because every day he's getting a mitzvah. And if he misses a count later on, and it doesn't take away the first 22 days, it means he just can't continue counting with a bracha now, because there's no, but the first 22 days are untouchable. Of course, so if you learn this simple pshat in the Bahag, so then you couldn't continue, you couldn't even begin counting. But according to Rav Soloveitchik, it's not a problem. Of course you continue counting, because the Bahag holds, even the Bahag holds every day is an independent mitzvah. And in fact, based on this, Rav Soloveitchik was much more lenient. In other words, the Beis Halevi says that, let's say, if a person missed on days in between, 2, 3, 4, so as long as you don't miss on day 7, 14, 21, 28, you could continue counting those days with a bracha. Let's say I missed day 5, so I could count day 6 without a bracha, and then 7 I can make a bracha. Then 14 I can make a bracha, 21. If I miss day 7, then you miss out on everything. Rav Soloveitchik felt, he had a bigger kula. He said, but you have to know your balabatim, because what he means to say is like this. Many people, like I say, you tell someone, you know what? They come to you and say, you missed the day. So I'll tell them, okay, so you count without a bracha. So if he's knowledgeable, or he's a bentor, okay, I'll count without a bracha. That's what the rabbi said, that must be it. But let's say he doesn't know. And so he said, what do you mean count without a bracha? Oh, so what does that mean? Is that kind of game? Like, you mean basically I missed it, but you want to make me feel good? So like they tell you, don't worry, if you, after the second shot of your vaccination, if your immune system's really well, you're going to start getting the chills and aches and that. And if I don't get it, that means it doesn't work? No. But they're telling you that they want you to feel, they want you to feel good about it, or whatever the reason is. But either way, the rabbi's making me feel good. I blew the mitzvah, but he's telling me to count with it. It doesn't really count. And therefore, I'm going to stop counting. So the many people, if you tell them to do the mitzvah without the bracha, they stop doing it because they don't know. They think it's a goechter. They think there's no mitzvah. Like, as Rav Soloveitchik used to always say, what happens on Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laaretz. It says the Gemara has three opinions. One opinion was that you sit in the sukkah with a bracha. The other opinion is you don't sit in the sukkah at all. So the Gemara concludes, we go with the compromise where it says, Yashvi Yashvinan Bruche Lo Mevarchinan. You sit in the sukkah without a bracha. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says to do. Yeah, we all know what happens. Shmini Atzeres, everyone's eating inside. Oh, they'll make Kiddush in the sukkah. But we know how to get, oh, I don't have to make a bracha. Oh, it doesn't really count. You end up inside the house. So he says, same thing here. If I tell someone that count without a bracha, if I know he's not going to count anymore, so you're better off, you should tell him to continue counting with the bracha. If someone comes to you and you know that if you tell them that, if you tell them to count without a bracha, they're going to understand that to mean don't count, the counting doesn't mean anything, and the person's going to stop. So you have to know who you're talking to. So Rav Salavation said it's better to count with the bracha than not to count at all. Because why? Because really, we paskin, you can't make a bracha every day, even if you miss, because we don't go with the Bahag. And even according to Rav Salavation, the Bahag even also agrees it's a separate mitzvah. It's only for a separate reason you miss. So really, we're only strict for the Bahag, but strictly speaking, we paskin like everyone else, that every day is a separate mitzvah. So if you could be concerned for the Bahag, go ahead and don't make it. But really, strictly speaking, the luck is I'm allowed to make a new bracha every day, even if I missed. So generally, we don't go with that practice. But in a situation where the choice is not to count, everyone agrees you have to count. There's no shita that says that you shouldn't continue counting. You know, I guess if the Bahag held that it's one big mitzvah, maybe he'd say there's no point in counting. But according, there's no aveir in counting, according to anyone. And according to most, you have an obligation to count. So therefore, you're better off to count with the bracha than not to count at all. So that's a Rav Salavechik, depending on who asked him. As I said, you have to know your Talmidim. You got to know your students. You got to know who's asking the question. And you have to know what the answer. Rav Salavechik said this is also true. And I think this is many European Rabbanim also. Let's say by Bedikas Chametz. We know the Lachis, we do it the night before Pesach. And that's the only time we make the bracha. This year was an exception that we could make it Friday night, so we did it two nights before and we made the bracha. But generally speaking, you only make the bracha the night before, but if you're leaving your house within 30 days, you're mechuyev and medikas chametz. But the lacha is, it's a machlokes rishonim. So therefore, we're leaning on the bracha. We tell you, you have to do a bedika, but don't make a bracha. So there are many people, if you tell them, you know what, they're leaving 10 days before Pesach, just do a bedika, don't make a bracha. Oh, I understand, I don't really have to do a bedika. So again, the Poskim will tell them, better to make a bracha. Because according to many, we're paskin yechayev to do it. We're just leaning on the bracha. But in a situation where you know the person's going to take it to mean, okay, great, I don't have to do bedika, better to tell him to do bedikas chametz with a bracha than not to do it at all. So that's what Rav Salavechik said. Yeah, because really, strictly speaking, that's what we hold. We hold that you should make a bracha. You should make a bracha every day is an independent mitzvah. So to summarize, we had the opinion, it's all based on the opinion of Bahag, that if we miss a complete day, we no longer count with a bracha, because the simple pshat is it's one big mitzvah. And therefore, once you miss, however, if Salavechik points that he doesn't think that's the pshat, and the nafkamin is someone who knows now, before they started counting, or even right now, they just find out they're on day 7, and they find out they're going in for surgery next. So then, according to the Bahag, then you shouldn't make a bracha. Maybe there's no point in counting anymore. But we assume, no, you count even with the bracha because they assume, even according to the Bahag never said it's one big mitzvah. All the Bahag said was that if you miss a day, you can't continue counting with a bracha. And that's because you need the continuity. And therefore, that's what they pointed out according to the Bahag. And that's why as well, we pointed out in Rav Soloveitchik even took it a step further that since we paskin, and yet since we paskin, that really every day is a separate mitzvah, so in general, we're concerned about the opinion of the Bahag. But push comes to shove, the person's not going to count at all. So better to count with the bracha than not to count at all if one missed a day. That was the famous sheet of Reb Soloveitchik.